but let's open in prayer.
Yes.
Father, I just come before you today in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, Father. Yes, and I just commit this talk into your hands. God, I say that I pray that you have your way. Lord, you are so awesome.
Yes, Lord.
You are awesome. Lord, and the fact that you live in us, that we are your temples, is just such a miraculous thing that you've done through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Lord, and the fact that you gave us the gift of faith to believe and to cling to you and to cling to your promises, Lord. I thank you, Father, for every woman here today, and I bless them, Lord. Bless us today, Father, with your spirit, your presence, and just do with us and do in us today exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think, for your honor, for your glory, and for the furtherance of your kingdom. I pray this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. Everybody said,
amen.
Okay, how many in this room have never heard my testimony before? Oh, all right, okay. Okay, so I'll just start and just give it in a nutshell. I was raised in Canada. Both my parents are Jewish. I went to Hebrew school from nursery through ninth grade, learned the Hebrew language, learned the different rituals and traditions about being Jewish, but never really learned the Bible, or, you know, for sure, most Jewish people do not have a relationship with God. So we don't know what's in the scriptures. We don't know what's in the word. And when I went to go to public school for the first time, it was 10th grade. And I just really wanted to make friends. I wanted to fit in. And sadly, I got to school and a lot of the kids were using drugs. So I remember thinking, well, I'll never get addicted to the drugs. I'm way more strong than that. And that was a lie, because I actually did get addicted to drugs. I started using drugs at the age of 14. And I spent 24 years of my life as a drug addict. After Canada, I moved down to Texas to go to music school, and I graduated with a music degree and a cocaine addiction. Then I moved to Hollywood because I was going to make it big in the music business. That's what, you know, that's what every musician dreams of, right? And I got to LA, and I thank God that he introduced me to him while I was in Hollywood. And I went to a Bible study one night. For the first time in my life, I heard the gospel message. I'd never heard it. And it makes me really sad now, because here I'd spent 31 years on this planet and no one had told me that Jesus died and rose again because he loved me and he wanted to forgive me of my sin. I'd never heard the message. But that night I did, and I heard the message, and it was accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit to reveal to me that that message was true. And the very first time I heard the gospel, I prayed to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It was nothing short of a miracle. And from that point on, the Lord just started to do incredible, incredible things in my life. And really what he was doing was breaking me. You know, that's what he was doing. The incredible things was breaking me, because I needed to be broken. I was a wild Mustang of a horse, of a girl. And he, 6 years later, well, really fun little story. I went, my mom had moved to Israel in this time, and I'd never been to visit her. So I went to go visit her in Israel, and before she put me on the plane to come back to America, she goes, come on, I want to take you to my favorite place to pray. She's an Orthodox Jew, and the Orthodox Jews have a prayer book, and they just open it up and read the prayers, and that's how they pray. So I go, okay, yeah, Mom, whatever, I'll go with you and pray. I didn't really know what prayer was. I had prayed to receive Jesus as my Savior, but I had no discipleship. So it was just, you know, I'm just walking through my life. But she takes me down to the closest place under the Western Wall that you can get to, where the Holy of Holies stood. And she sits down on a bench, opens a prayer book. I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I put my head against the rock on the side, the wall, the Holy of Holies would have been on the other side of the wall. And it was like, all of a sudden, I started having visions of the universe. I started to have thoughts about God that I remember thinking this, if I understood a speck about God, my head would explode. He's that big, and I just can't even fathom that. I started to get really scared. I'm like, what is going on? And I remember trying to push myself away from the wall, and it was like the Lord had me magnetized to this wall, and he couldn't get away. I'm like, oh, this is so weird. But I don't know what was happening. And finally, I was able to push away from the rock, And I was drunk as a skunk in the Holy Spirit. I couldn't feel my feet. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I don't know what's going on, but this is the best drug I've ever done. And my mom then takes me to the airport, puts me back on a plane to come to America. And I come back and I had called some friends and we'd been playing music together. And I said, hey, you want to get together and play some music? And they're like, no, we just had baby number 5. But we need a keyboard player at our church. Why don't you come and play keyboards on our worship team at our church? I'm going, I can't go to your church. I'm a Jew. What are you thinking? Because we're taught as Jewish people, if we go to church on a Sunday morning, we're going to hell. That's just, you know, where we go. So I'm like, forget about it. I'm not going to church. But then they said, why don't you pray about it? There's that word again, pray. I'm like, what does that mean? I didn't even know what it meant. But I went to sleep that night, and the Lord gave me a dream. And in the dream, I saw this city, and it was on fire. And there were these people running out of the city on fire. And what he communicated to me in the dream is if I would go to the church, I would be able to help rescue the people that were running out of the city on fire. I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. Well, that gave me courage. So one foot in front of another, I mean, I was so scared. Oh my goodness, I was terrified. But I came to the church, and guess what church it was? It was his light. It was his light. And I came to the church, and I remember it was a Sunday morning, and I was so scared. And I go in there, and there's this rock music for worship. I'm like, what on earth is that? But it was so beautiful, because after the service, the gal who was leading worship back then, she came up to me, and as a newcomer, she just hugged me, you know, to welcome me. It was the first time in my life I ever felt the love of God. And through that hug, I knew I wasn't going to go to hell by going to this church, but it was a safe place. And I started playing keyboards on the worship team at His Light on Resurrection Sunday, 1997. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it was 6 years later after I got saved that I started my walk as a disciple, because then I was in church every Sunday for two services. We had two services at that time. And, you know, hearing Pastor Garland preaching, I would be hearing the word, and then the Holy Spirit throughout the week would help me be able to be obedient to what I was learning. And so when I come here now, I mean, he's my spiritual dad, and it's such a blessing for me, because this is where the Lord taught me what it means to be a child of God. And I was here in the church for 3 years, and then the Lord put me in full-time ministry with Jews for Jesus. And I traveled with J4J, that's my little name for them, living on a tour bus, traveling all throughout America, sharing with people about the Lord, sharing the gospel, and sharing in churches all over the America why it's important to reach the Jewish people with the gospel. And I started to see people saved, you know, along that way, along that line. Then I came back here, but then the Lord sent me to Phoenix, and I was on staff with Jewish Voice Ministries with Jonathan Burness, and started leading the evangelism for reaching out to the lost tribes of Israel around the world, Africa, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, India, Ukraine, Mexico, Argentina. I've been to all of these places preaching the gospel to the Jewish people, and I've literally seen over 30,000 Jewish people give their lives to Christ. I've seen that dream. I've seen that vision, the people running out of the city on fire. They've gotten saved. Churches are birthed. I mean, it's just remarkable what the Lord has done since I was willing to say yes to Him. You know, to say yes to Him. It's been an amazing journey. It's been a hard journey. It gets easier. Let me just say this. I think the more stuff that we are able to get rid of, and the more we separate ourselves from the world, it gets easier. And I'm so grateful to God for that. But those first few years, thank God for my friend Sonia. She prayed me into the kingdom. God bless her. And we continue to pray each other through, you know, through, because we are praying each other through, right? This life is hard. But I'm so blessed because, you know, God has taught me so much along the journey. He's given me just a great passion for His word, because He did set me free from those 24 years of drug addiction. And you know how He did it? One verse of scripture. This is the power of the Word of God. Because I was so bound to the drugs, I was crying out to God for freedom because I knew, you know, a believer shouldn't be so bound up with the drugs. And I remember crying out to the Lord, God, you've got to set me free. And He did. He gave me this one verse, and it's James 1:12. I don't really even know what it has to do with drugs, but that's what He gave me. I'm sure He'll give everybody their own verse, but I would speak this out, tears running down my eyes. I wanted to get high so bad. And then what I would say, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. For 2 weeks, I would just speak that verse over and over and over. And it seemed like an eternity back then. 2 weeks seemed like an eternity. But hello, 2 weeks, one verse of scripture, 24 years of drug addiction was broken off my life forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. You know what? I really think that's what it means to be a doer of the word. We speak it out.
Yeah.
Because God spoke creation into existence. We do the same thing, ladies. We do. We speak things and they become real, positive or negative.
Yeah.
Positive or negative.
Okay.
That's why we have to be so, we have to pray that prayer, Lord, put a guard over my mouth. That's what David prayed. Put a guard over my mouth. And the Holy Spirit lives in us. He is that guard. We just have to surrender to Him.